Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor on tonight. We're just going to get ready to, I'm going to have a short devotion, trying to save my voice a little bit. Going to have a short devotion. I'm going to read a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to go right into the Word of God, since we haven't even had our Bible study in a while. We're going to go right into the Word of God as soon. Just give me a second here. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity tonight, because it's been just one week, I guess, but it seemed like it's been so much longer than that, that we haven't come together for Bible study. So we're going to, I'm going to read a scripture right quick. By the grace of God. What's wrong with this thing? Wait a minute. My computer doing something, y'all. Trying to get you on stop calling. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 44. Let's see. Keep going around. Let's see. If it haven't stopped by time, you get ready to read, you're going to have to call back in. I'll let you know. Anyway, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did they their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and thy light of thy countenance, because thou hadest favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverance for Jacob. The prophet is Brown. Can you just hang up and call back in for me? Just hang up and call back in. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. Let me see. I wonder what is going on here. I can't keep doing this. Can't keep doing this. Let me see. I wonder why I won't let it come through. World, and it won't even let you get through here. Let's see. You know, but the devil, I'm so sick of this stuff. Every time something is, it's a mess. Anyway, let me finish reading this and we'll try to work on it, because let me see if I can pull it up on my telephone, because I don't have time for this. I just don't. Give me a minute. I'm going to pull a Blog Talk up on my phone. See, I got you on my phone, but on that thing on my laptop, it won't. I got you on the telephone now. I'm going to just leave it like that. Oh, it came through. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me finish reading. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance from Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them upon thy that rise up against us. For I would not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, but thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. And God, we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever, but thou hast cast off and put us to shame and goest not forth with our enemies. Thou hast maketh us to turn back from the enemy, and they will hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep, scattered us among the heathens. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and doest not increase thy wealth by their price. I have just read you the first 12 verses of Psalms 44. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy words. 1 minute.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbly before your throne of grace, God, repenting, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. Father, I confess, I repent, I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, God, I ask you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to open up our understanding, open up our minds on tonight, God, that we may receive your word, God, just like it's given in the word of God. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to just bless us to be able to apply this word to our lives after we read it, God. Let it be applied the right way to our lives in the name of Jesus. I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Move me from this flesh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you may use this flesh, this body, this temple, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost to teach on tonight, to minister on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you now, in the name of Jesus, just cover this Bible class. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the strong man, every strong man tonight. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now for what you're going to do through the word of God. I just thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that will watch this broadcast on Blog Talk. Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you now. We give your name praise and glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. We have the reading of the word. God.
First Chronicles, sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn. But because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed accordingly to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's. The son of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shimei, his son, Gog, his son, Shamiah, his son, Micah, his son, Ria, his son, Baal, his son, and Bera, his son, whom Tiglath Pileser, king of Assyria, carried through captivity. He was leader of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was registered, the chief Gielno and Zechariah and Bela, the son of Azariah, the son of Shemiah, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. Eastward, they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness, this side of the river Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. Now, in the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their land, and they dwelt in their tents through the entire area of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt next to them in the land of Bashan, and so as far as Salcaia. Joel was the chief Shemhem, then Janiah, and Shephet in Bashan, and their brethren of their father's house, Michael, Mesculon, Sheba, Jerora, Jacon, Zia, Eber, seven in all. These were the children of Abihail, and the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, and the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshahiah, the son of Jodah, the son of Buz, Ahai, the son of Abdoli, the son of Gunai, was chief of their father's house. And the Gathites dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its villages, and in all common lands of Sharon within their borders. All those who registered by the genealogy in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel, the sons of Reuben, the Gathites, and half the tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 valid men able to bear shield and sword, to shoot with a bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagrites, Jetur, Nephish, and Nodabot, and they helped against them, and the Hagrites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in battle. He heeded their prayer because they put their trust in him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, 2,000 of their donkeys, also 100,000 of their men. For many fell dead because the war was God, and they dwelt in their place until captivity. So the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. Their numbers increased from Bashan and Baal Hermon, that is, to Sinor or Mount Hermon. These were the heads of the fathers' houses: Epor, Aish, Eliel, Zeril, Jeremiah, Hadava, and Jediel. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their father's houses. And they were unfaithful to God for their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the people of the land whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit king of Israel, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gathites, and half of the tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and the river of Gonan, Gazan, to this day. Amen. The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Amen. I'll just read 8. Because they don't even have any questions and stuff for 6 and 7. I don't know what to do. Because it's 80 verses and 6. And we still don't have any questions. We'll have only one question if I just... And 8, just as bad as the rest of them. Y'all want me to read 6 or 8? It don't matter to me. Y'all want me to read 6 or 8?
Well, I don't know. You want to stay in order?
I just read 6. Okay. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, Merah, and the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, Uzziel, the sons of Abraham. Amram is Aaron and Moses and Miriam, the son also of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, Phinehas begot Abishua, and Abishua begot Bakar, and Bakar begot Uzai. And Uzzah begot Zerahiah, and Zerahiah begot Meraoth begot Amara begot Ahitub begot Zodok, and Zodok begot Ahiamaz got is Azariah, and Azariah begot Johanan, and Johanan begot Azariah, and he it is that executed the priest office in the temple that Solomon rebuilt in Jerusalem. And Azariah begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub, and Ahitub begot Zodok, and Zodok begot Shalom. Shalom begot Hilkiah begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Seraiah begot Jehoadak, and Jehoadak went into captivity, and when the Lord carried away Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merariah, and these be the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni and Shimei, and the sons of Kohath were Amram and Azar, the Hebron, Uzziel, the sons of Meraiah, Malai, and Mushai. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers, Gershom, Libni, his son, Johath, his son, Zimai, his son, Joah, his son, Adu, his son, Zerah, his son, G.S. Erah, his son, the son of Kohath, Aminadad, his son, Korah, his son, Esther, his son, Elkanah, his son, Eva, Esther, his son, and Esther, his son, Tahath, his son, Uriah, his son, Uzziah, his son, Shalua, his son, the sons of Elkiah, Amasiah, and Ahimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Zophiah, his son, and Nahath, his son, Eliab, his son, Jeroham, his son, Elkanah, his son, and the sons of Samuel. The firstborn is Bashina and Baya, the sons of Merai and Maliah, Labanah, his son, Shimeon, his son, Uzzi, his son, Shema'i, his son, Haggai, his son, and Isaiah, his son, the temple singers. Okay. As these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of the Lord. After that, the ark had rested. The ark had rested, and they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation was singing until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And then they waited on their office according to their order, and they are, and these are they that waited with their children of the sons of Kohathite, He-Man, a singer, the son of Joel, the son of Shemuel, the son of Elkanai, the son of Jeraham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toha, the son of Zupha, and the son of Elkaniah, the son of Mahat, the son of Amasia. Okay. Okay, the son of Achanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tabath, the son of Esther, the son of Eba-Esph, the son of Korah, the son of Issachar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, his brother Asaph, who stood on the right hand, even Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Bea-Kiria, the son of Melchihai, the son of Ethanai, the son of Zerah, the son of Aduah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zemiah, the son of Shema, the son of Janath, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi, and their brethren, the son of Meriah, stood on the left hand, Ethan, the son of Cushai, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Helkiah, the son of Amazai, the son of Benai, the son of Shemar, the son of Belai, the son of Mushai, the son of Miara, the son of Levi. Their brethren, the son of Levi, were appointed into the banner of service of the tabernacle of the house of the Lord. Amen. Okay. Okay, where was I at? Indeed. Okay. And Aaron, his sons, offered up on the altar the burnt offering and on the altar of incense and were appointed for all the work of the palace of the place most holy and to make an atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. And these are the sons of Aaron, Eleazar, his son Phinehas, his son Abishua, his son Buckai, his son Uzzi, his son Zerahiah, his son Meraioth, his son Amariah, his son Ahitub, his son Hitub, Zodak, his son, Ahimaaz, his son. These are the their dwelling places throughout their castles in their coast of the sons of Aaron, the families of the Kohathites, for there were the lot, and they gave them Hebron in the land of Judah and the suburbs thereof round in the body, but the fields of the city and the villages thereof they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and to the sons of Aaron they gave the city of Judah, namely Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libnah with her suburbs, and Jattah and Ishtamah with their suburbs, and Helam with her suburbs, Debar with her suburbs, and Ashen with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with her suburbs, and Elamith with her suburbs, and Anathoth with her suburbs, and all the cities throughout their families were 13 cities. And unto the sons of Kohath, which were left of the family of that tribe, were cities given out of the half tribe, namely out of the half tribe of Manasseh, by the lot, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershom, throughout their families, out of the tribe of Cohen, out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, Bashan, 13 cities. Unto the sons of Merariah were given by lot throughout their family, out of the tribe of Reuben, out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave to the Levites these cities with their suburbs, and they gave by lot out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin. These cities were these cities which are called by their names, and the residue of the family of the sons of Kohath had cities of their coast, and of the tribe of Ephraim, and they gave unto them out of the city of refuge Shechem in Mount Ephraim with her suburbs. They gave also Gezer with her suburbs, and Jokmeam with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, and Ajalon with her suburbs, and Githam with her suburbs, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Adnar with her suburbs, and Bileam with her suburbs, for the family of the remnant of the sons of Kohath. Unto the sons of Gershom were given out the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with her suburbs, and Asheroth with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with her suburbs, Dabirath with her suburbs, and Ramoth with her suburbs, and Elam with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Asher, Mashiel with her suburbs, and Abdon with her suburbs, and Hukah with her suburbs, and Reham with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with her suburbs, and Hammon with her suburbs, and Kirjathaim with her suburbs, unto the rest of the children of Merari were given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmon with her suburbs, Tabor with her suburbs, and out of the other side, Jordan, by Jericho, out of the east side of Jordan were given them out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, in the wilderness with her suburbs, and Jazza with her suburbs, Kedemoth also with her suburbs, and Mephaath with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with her suburbs, and Mahanama with her suburbs, and Heshbon with her suburbs, and Jazer with her suburbs. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. What is going on? Amen. So we got one question here. Decide what son of Jacob had his birthright taken, his birthright given to the son of Joseph. Can anybody tell me what son? Verse 1. Oh. Was it Reuben? Mm-hmm. It's verse 1. Yep, it was Reuben. It was Reuben. Okay. That's the only question we had. So, but so I'm just going to read a little bit about some of the tribes because, I mean, I wanted to read in 6. You know what I'm saying. I wanted to read there, but in 8 because we would have had 2 questions, but we need to stay in order. So I'm just going to read a little bit like Reuben, the son of Reuben, as Reuben was the oldest son of Jacob. Why was not his genealogy reviewed first? This verse answered the question. He lost the birthright because of the transgression mentioned. And that's why they didn't talk about Reuben first, because he was the oldest to be talked about and reviewed first. But since he lost his birthright, they couldn't do it. And he lost his birthright because of the transgression mentioned in the precedency was given to Judah. From his, therefore, came the chief ruler. This appears to be the meaning of the place. And of him came the chief ruler. This is both the Syriac and the Arabic understood of Christ, understanding of Christ. For Judah and King Messiah should proceed. The Chaldee Parias, the verse thus, seeing Judah prevail over brethren, so the kingdom was taken from Reuben and given to Judah, and became, because he was strong, so was his kingdom. Levi also was godly and did not transgress in the matter of the golden calf. Therefore, the high priesthood was taken away from the children of Reuben, and on their account, from all the firstborn, and given to Aaron and his sons. The custody of the sanctuary belonged to the Levites, but the birthright belonged to Joseph. I'm sorry. Beriah, his son, after the separation from the house of David, the 10 tribes continued to have prince of the tribes, and this continued till the time that Glass Pilaser carried them captives into Assyria. At that time, Bera was their prince or chief, and with him, this species of dominion and precedency terminated. According to the Targum, Berea was the same as Barak, who dealt with Orior. This town was situated on the river Amnon, and Nebo was both a city and a mountain in the same country. They both laid on the other side of the Jordan. So Joel, the chief priest, or the chief prince of the Sanhedrin, and the Sephium, master of the college. He was master of the college. So these were just the genealogies to show who was who and where they were. I got a lot of commentary on this stuff, but it now you know how to come back. You can come back when you want to know what tribe this person was in, what tribe that person was in. But we know Jacob had 12 sons, and them sons had sons, and them sons had sons. So they kind of furnished the whole earth with people right here, right there. Because Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had lots of wives. They didn't have just no one wife. They had wives and concubines. And most of the time, they just don't be with one woman. So that was normal back then. Whether it was right or not, I don't know. But it was normal back then. Do we have any comments, any questions or comments? Let's see about it. Chapter 6. Oh, this is about, chapter 6 was about the sons of Levi. The sons of Levi had been well remarked that the genealogy of Levi is given here more ample and correct than that of any of the others. And this is perhaps an additional proof that the author was a priest and felt much for the priesthood and took care to give the genealogy of the Levitical and the sacerdotal families from the most correct tables, for with such tables we may presume he was intimately acquainted. Eleazar begat Phinehas as the high priest, who had continued in this family for a long time. It was in the family for a long time. In the scarce historian confines himself to this chiefly omitting Nadab and Abihu and even the family of Ithamar. Even the family of Ithamar. And through his persons, the high priesthood came again unto the family of Eleazar. Johanna, supposed to be the same as Jehoiada. Johanna is Jehoiada. This is where you can come back and see where everybody is, who is related to who, and whose son is this and whose daughter is that. That's what you can come back to get all the genealogy so you will know them. That it's so important to know this stuff right here. If you know this stuff, you'll know a lot about the Word of God, because it goes down to generations just like our family does. Of course, we don't know who was first in our family, but still, that's how it come down, just like they doing here. And at that time, it was important. Your birthright was important.
it's against the law to do something with a birthright now. They say you're stealing credit or whatever. But, yeah. Any questions or comments? We've got about 5 minutes. 7 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with you, Apostle, that genealogy is very important. Where I do admit that when I used to read, you know, I used to skim over that, the word, you know, who begot who, and, you know, because, but now, you know, the Holy Spirit is letting me know, and I'm definitely taking time to read. You know, every time I come across different genealogies, you know, I take time to really read it and see who is in what tribe.
It's important to know that because you know where we come from. And all that plays a part when we were studying back there in Genesis and Exodus and stuff like that, where God gave them that land, the promised land, and they didn't get hardly none of that promised land because they didn't want to take it. They had to take the land. That's the only way they could get it was to take it. And they didn't want to take
it.
They had means to take it, but they didn't take it. But if we hadn't have been studying that stuff like we was, we wouldn't have never knew that they didn't even get half of the promised land that God promised them because they wouldn't take it by force.
Right.
They just got a few acres or miles or stuff like that, whatever they are. They didn't get half of what they God promised them. And then they still had some of these Edomites and stuff living up in the high places and stuff. And they just got so complacent with them that they allowed them to live there and pay them to live there. Supposed to be living with them heathens like that. But they did.
Right.
Because they didn't take the land. See. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, I was just saying that they disobeyed God's instructions.
Yeah.
They didn't fully listen to how he told them. He gave them instructions on how to go in and seize the promised land, and they didn't. They didn't. He told them to destroy all the Canaanites and you know, the other Hittites or whatever. But they did it the way they wanted to do it. And like you said, they intermingled with their cousins. And they did it. They didn't take the whole promised land because they would have had it all if they had just followed God's instructions. And it's just like us today. We make our lives so hard and we wonder why we go through so much because we don't follow God's instructions to the T.
That's right.
We want to follow it. We want to follow the comfortable parts, but the uncomfortable parts we don't want to do. And then we want to go back and we want to get it explain why, you know, things are happening. And we don't want to look in the mirror at ourselves and say, oh, take a reflection in the mirror and say, oh, this is why this is happening.
Right.
Because I didn't follow God's instructions. I followed it to the to what I wanted. You know, I pick and chose the different paths that, you know, I want to do because it's comfortable for me.
Well, see, he told them to take the land. They did not take the land, and they didn't get it. They didn't get it. God said, I'm not going to force you. I say, take the land. If I say, take the land, I got all the help you need to take that land. But they didn't go out. They didn't launch out of Dundee. They didn't take the land. So they didn't get half of the land they were supposed to have gotten that God promised to their daddy.
Right.
So it's important to follow those directions of God. That's, that shows you if you are disobedient, you're going to hit a hard rock, a rock bottom, because you got to do what God called you to do, first and foremost.
Right.
So, yeah, this was good, though, because we buried before, but the thing is, we got a chance just to go back over a little bit, too. You know, all the names may have not been said right, but at least we went over and what we could see, read, we read that. Because that genealogy, they talking about the children's name today, them names, them were some names, baby.
Right.
I have never heard names like that on the street today.
Right. And, Apostle, I did what you enlightened me on today is, like right now, like I said, I told you I always read the one-year Bible. And I do that every year. And God always speaks something new every time I'm rereading it. And one thing that I noticed that I didn't know about, because right now, you know, I'm reading, we're in Genesis, and I'm reading about Reuben. And I know he lost his first wife because of what he did to his, you know, had the, you know, going with one of his father's wives. And he lost his first wife. And, but I didn't know that, you know, he was supposed to inherit the priesthood and it was given to Levi. I thought Levi had naturally, you know, was ordained to be the priesthood.
Yeah, because they were Levites. That's where they got their name from. But it's good, and it's going to get better once we pass all these genealogies. It's going to get better. And then we'll get a better understanding. All these names and stuff, we can't tell them all because it's a lot of names and stuff.
The 12 tribes right there, the 12 tribes is where you really need to study because that's the genealogy that you know what tribe Jesus came from, the tribe of Judah.
Right.
And Benjamin is an important tribe too. Benjamin, Judah. You know, the Levites, you know, those are mainly the, you know, history throughout the Bible.
Right.
They're coming from those tribes. David, you know, Saul, King Saul, you know, he's from the line of Benjamin.
That's right. But you need to take time to study
just, Right, and I was just thinking about this dysfunctional family, and I was like, dysfunctional started from the beginning, of Adam and Eve, and came on down the line.
Ain't nothing to do with
it's just dysfunctional all through. But it is it is so interesting, you know.
Well. It's one thing about it. This is some of where we come from, for real. It's some of where we come from. To know that. And we cannot feel like we better than anybody else or nothing like that. We got to know that we all go through something. You know what I'm saying? And we don't follow directions just like they didn't. You see what I'm saying? And the thing of it is, if we don't watch ourselves, we'll be in that same boat.
Right. And one
thing
a lot of people don't, you know, I think a lot of things that some people don't realize is that God does not change. The God that's
right.
in the Bible is the same God of today. He does not change.
Right.
His, you know, he doesn't change. He's the same. He tells you it's in his word. He's the same God today, yesterday, forevermore.
That's
he
right.
doesn't change.
But let me tell you something. It's the same devil that fooled Eve, too. You better know that.
Yeah. Same
he the same one.
Same stuff he did in the Bible. He's still doing it today.
That's right.
But he's just advanced. You know, he goes with whatever century we're in, he's still using it. It's just modern.
Yep. That's right. That's right. And he catch up on whatever he can get on, and he'll do it like that. And if he don't use one thing, he'll use another. He'll use one person, he'll use another person, whoever you close to.
Oh, yeah.
That's the devil. It was good. It's just reading all those names, but it was pretty, pretty good. And so on today's Thursday, on Tuesday, we're going to have 7 and 8. And 7 don't have questions. Just we're going to answer the one question in 8. Wait a minute. Yeah. In 8.
Apostle, did you ever think about about the online Zoom?
I'm thinking about next on Tuesday we're gonna do the Bible class on Zoom. We're gonna start doing it on Zoom. I think we'll do better on Zoom because this thing just keep on messing up. It wasn't messing up tonight. I have you on my laptop and I have you on my telephone too, because it wasn't acting right on the laptop. And ain't really nothing wrong with my laptop. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with
it. Yeah.
But we should we'll try it on Zoom next week and see how that worked. Would it work better? Because I think Prophetess Harris was trying to get on here in some kind of way. She was using different telephone numbers and things. I don't know what Prophet Harris was doing, but I see 3 different St. Louis numbers up there where they've been disconnected or whatever. I don't know what she was doing, but I'm thinking about putting it on Zoom and working it on Zoom. They better not let me like Zoom. I'm going to cut Blog Talk off because they always mess me up every week. I'm telling you, I'm just giving up on them. It was my favorite people, but not anymore. So I'm going to see, and if not, I'll stay on Blog Talk. But, you know, but, yeah, this was good. And we just got to always know we can go to the Book of Chronicles and find about these kings and find out about the genealogy and stuff like that. When you want to know something, you can go to that Word of God and do it. Anybody else have anything before we get off of here? Okay. We're going to get ready to dismiss in just a minute. It was good, though, the little bit, what we got to read, but, you know, you'll never get to remember all of those names. You would have to, and I wish I could make me a copy. I might do that because it's so important to know where you come from. It really is. So,
amen.
It is. It's important to know who you come from, where you come from, and all that kind of stuff. But we know we came from what is his name? Ham, and his son was Cush. So we came from them folk. So that's always remember that. And if you cannot, you come right back here to First Chronicles and read through those genealogies and stuff like that. And it'll help
right.
us remember.
So I'm glad you brought that up because you said Cush. So out of Ham, I don't remember how many sons he had. But which one of those sons do we know we come from?
We came from Ham. I don't know about Cush. We came from Ham. I don't know about Cush.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I just
we
know
come
Cush.
From Ham, but down the pipeline, you know, one son was Noah, and that was Canaan. So do we come from Canaan? Do we come from Cush?
Well, I forgot the other. I hope we didn't come from Canaan. I hope we didn't come from Canaan. Because God didn't want Abraham fooling with them old women up there. He told them, no, none of them, don't mess with them women in Canaan. So I hope we're not, you know, from what I studied and researched before, and it's been over a year since I did that. I know that we came from Ham, and Ham and his sons, they were married to some black ladies, black women, African women, I'm sorry, and Ethiopian women and stuff, and that's how we came about. People say they're not from Africa. You don't have to be from Africa, but you had, they married those women. They was women of dark skin. And I know it was Africans and Ethiopian women married, and I think Abraham even married an Ethiopian wife, had an Ethiopian wife, so... I don't know.
Well, can I?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I interject?
Help yourself, Bishop.
Okay. Grace and peace from God our Father, Jesus the Christ. It's such an honor to be among the living and not the dead. I just want to put a bug in your ear when you're dealing with Ham. Now, God, Noah cursed Ham. And we come from Ham.
I thought it was his son.
Who?
Yeah, that's where the confusion is. I thought he cursed the grandson.
Yeah, but
it was
listen,
the grandson.
But what I'm, if you get it, the blessing in having a son was having children. So now you telling me, because I saw your nakedness, you cursed me by cursing my seed.
Right. Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying?
That's what he said. Yeah, I do.
So
mm-hmm.
if he cursed him, then that's why racially divided. In biblical account, Noah and his family are not described in racial terms. But as the story echoed through the centuries and around the world, variously, guess what? Ham came to be widely portrayed as black people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The servitude and the idea of racial heresy what I really want to let me say it like this. That's why we went into slavery. That's why black people don't work well together. That's why every other race work well. Y'all
mm-hmm.
see what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
We were cursed so that we couldn't make it together
right.
because of what Ham did.
Right.
This is why we get angry at each other. This is why, and they said this is around the 19th century. Many historians believe that the African American were descendants of Ham. Was a primary it was primarily a justification for slavery amongst around Southern Christians.
Yeah.
So back in the 19th century, which is the 1900s or the 1800s,
mm-hmm.
they did a history in the Bible. They were white scholars and Asian scholars. And they begin to treat us bad because they thought
mm-hmm.
we were cursed. Y'all see that?
But, mm-hmm. But you know, in there too, Bishop, that slavery stuff started from us because we were selling each other.
Well, that's true. But listen,
mm-hmm.
the only way that I can sell myself is if I'm cursed.
Okay. See what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it. I just want to get it right quick, if you don't mind. I want to get Genesis 9. I'm going to get Genesis 9. I know y'all ready to go. Y'all been gone. I'm sorry. I was,
no, I want to hear it. Yeah, okay. I'm not gone. I want to hear this.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
I'm wide awake.
After the Bible. All right. So it says here in the ninth chapter, so God blessed Noah and his son and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm going to stop right there because that's something important. Dog, cat, bears, everything. We don't know what, when they look upon us, we don't know what they see. Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we don't know what God said to them in their spirit and in their heart and in their eyes when they see us. So when they bite us and kill us, it's not the fact they know that we're different, not just because of the countenance, but also the glory that's upon us. Because God said that he blessed mankind, that he blessed Noah, that every fowl, every bird, every beast of the field will fear us. So sometimes these animals, deers, they don't run to us, they run from us because that's a fear. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. I'll move forward. I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear it because I'm following you, Bishop. I understand that. And the thing is that, the point where I'm getting at is who did the cursing? That was Noah. And who did he curse? And why did he did not say he's cursing his Ham, but he picked out Canaan? Why did he use Canaan name if he was just going to just curse the one who committed the crime, Ham? But and then I go back to the verse where it says that God blessed Noah and his sons. So if Noah came and cursed cursed Ham, he can't override God blessing, he can't override the blessing that God had put over his son.
That's true. I'm not saying it's true, but you got to realize God was in Noah. When God is in you, you got to be careful. When we on this path, you got to be careful what you say because God is in you.
Mm-hmm.
That means also God will honor the word that you say. This was a new earth. You hear me?
Yes.
So even though the Bible says here, he said that Noah woke from his wine, not from his sleep. He was drunk. So he woke from his wine, and he knew what had taken place. In other words, God was still on the lips of Noah because Noah was God's favor. That was the favor. The Bible said that God was getting ready to destroy the earth, destroy all mankind. He says, and then Noah found favor with God. So if you got favor, that means God gonna honor everything you say. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to be careful when you're aggravated with people. Be careful because the anointing of God is still on you. The power of God is still on your lips. When you just came from church, speaking in tongues, going in, and now you out there cursing and doing all type of crazy things, you got to be careful because you don't know what you're putting out there. And because God is on you and you got the favor upon your life, you got to be careful. So this is what it says. The 24th verse, so Noah woke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. Then he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brethren. Listen, listen. A servant, that means a slave unto slave.
So the baby was already born.
No. I remember you have to honor the name. You got to honor the word. His father named him. His grandfather named him, not a child.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Bishop, I was looking at the video, and when they, I forgot, youngest son, it didn't mean ham. They were saying, I think it was Hebrew, that meant grandson, youngest son. It didn't mean ham. It wasn't referring to his biological son. It said the word in Hebrew meant grandson.
That's why the name is grandson. See, again, every man, so back then and still now, most men want men as children because that's the lineage. A woman, when she get married, she no longer carries the name.
Mm-hmm.
Her name changes. But if I have a son, then he can carry my name. That's why the Bible says, for my name's sake. So the blessing was in the lineage of the legacy. So if you just had a bunch of women like Lot did, he had two daughters. That's a whole nother discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Lot had two daughters. Oh, yeah. And he didn't have any sons, so he didn't have nobody to carry the legacy. So his grandsons, Lot's grandsons, becomes his son.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got drunk in two.
Okay.
But the Bible said that when he got drunk, he ain't know what was going on.
So did.
Right.
And his two daughters said, hey, we got to do something. We got to do something because our father, they was making excuses for their father and saying that their father didn't have any children, but he didn't have any man child. But that ain't what they were saying because their husbands were gay. You got to realize it. Sodom, and those are two cities. There's not one city. Everybody's been talking about Sodom and Gomorrah like one city. Sodom and Gomorrah were two cities. One city was for merchants. That was just for merchandise, selling things. That was for business. And at night, it was the wicked city. They would do wife swap, man to man, all type of things. And the Bible said that Lot went to go get his son-in-law. He went to go get them because that was their ritual. They were used to that because that's where they were from. So Lot wanted to go and party. And then after his wife turned to salt, the rest is history. But what I'm saying here now, like I said, he named his that's his grandson. We know that wasn't Ham. We know that wasn't Ham because God just blessed Ham. Y'all saw that, right?
Right.
So Ham, Shamandi. So God could, so Noah couldn't go override what God just said. I'm gonna go backwards, but I'm gonna go forward. That's why God never cursed Adam, because Eve didn't come from God.
Came from Adam.
She came from Adam.
Oh, that's good right there. I get that. Yes. Yes, I see what you're saying. Yes, that's why he cursed Eve.
That's right. Yeah. So women, I'm sad to say this, but y'all got a little curse on you. Now, what he did for man, what he did for man now, was that he didn't curse him. But God said that you're going to have to sweat. The sweat from your brow means you're going to have to work for everything you get. That's why men mm-hmm. have to work hard. They're cursed.
Mm-hmm.
Because God would have cursed himself if he would have spoke to man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, well, I knew about Eve. But, you know, just getting back to, you know, Noah and Ham and Ham's sons, you know, we know it went to Canaan. Noah had cursed Canaan. But what about the other sons of Ham? So they still up under the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But my thing is, it's, you know, like, when we were talking about the color of the skin, okay, the rest of Ham's sons, what you were saying, Apostle, did they marry other African women?
They did. I did a research on that thing because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just wanted to go back and see if were we really descended of Ham and
yeah, that's what I want to know. What descendants are we? You know, how we, you know, or, you know, what descendant are we up under Ham? Which son do we go up under? Canaanite? Okay, I understand that, you know, America or around the world, if you're black, you know, they want to say that, okay, you have, you know, what Noah had did to Ham, you know, and, you know, grandson Canaan. And they're trying mm-hmm. to fit everybody up under that.
Well,
you know, everybody you know, that's of black descendant or black color, you're up under that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where mm-hmm. I want to do, you know, the digging.
Well, I'm going to do some more research on it, but what I did find out that we came from them. And even, like I said, Abraham married an Ethiopian woman. It's just, we in the house. I mean, all these other ones, like all them Arabs and Chaldeans and all of that, they are sons of Abraham.
Right.
They come from one of them tribes, but we came from.
And one thing, like I said, I'm a lover of history. That's why I'm so deep in it, but it's so important to know where you come from. But all in all, we all say, if Jesus came to reverse all,
yeah.
Jesus came to save the world. So whatever
mm-hmm.
happened then, Jesus came to lay his life down. So we
mm-hmm.
may be reunited back with the Father.
Redeemed, yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am,
we're redeemed
sure
from everything that has happened. If you accept
mm-hmm.
him as your Lord and Savior and know what he did on the cross for you, we're redeemed
mm-hmm.
from all that. But it's always
yes,
good
yeah.
to know history. It's always good to know.
It is, and it'll stick with you. It'll stick
mm-hmm.
with you because
and then, like
reading
you said, and then you understand why things are happening in the world today. Why? You know, because there's a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that have not been redeemed by the blood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this might make y'all laugh. One reason why I know that we're descendants of Canaan, his son Canaan, is because black folks will laugh at anybody. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll laugh at anything. You hear me?
Yes, we will.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and then we one of the most biggest gossipers. Girl, come here. Let me show you this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We are. The,
man,
we really
like,
are.
Boy, did you see this? Did you see this man at church praising God? Did you see the way he was praising God? We'll laugh
mm-hmm.
at somebody's praise break.
Mm-hmm.
We left that somebody in the coffin with the wrong shoe.
Lord have mercy.
We'll laugh at mm-hmm. somebody. Mm-hmm. Look at them coming to church like that. They don't know no better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Probably all they had. You know, people, I had a...
making fun of people.
When I had, yeah, I had church in Illinois, St. Louis, and we used to minister to prostitutes and them pimps and stuff. And let me tell you, I ministered to so many of them prostitutes, and I had a boutique shop where I sold clothes, and I would go in there because they didn't have nothing to wear to church. And this one girl had a beautiful voice, could all sing Aretha Franklin, not even trying. She was good, when I tell you. But, you know, she came two or three times. All of them came two or three times, and they stopped. But then they had some kind of a killer out there, and they was killing prostitutes. And she was one of them, that one that could sing. And he cut her head clean off her body. I was like, oh, it was just horrible. But, you know, from these things, blacks and all of that, I truly would wish that all of us could come to Christ. Even if, you know, we were just talking the other day. I don't know who I was riding with, Carlin, I think, Prophet Brown, and we were saying, like, you just don't see the move of God anymore like you used to. Even, you know, when the last time you had a Jehovah Witness come to your house, knocking on the door, telling you about the Lord, about Jehovah. You know, they don't even come out too much anymore. It's just like you used to see them white guys, Latter-day Saints, out walking. You don't see that anymore. It's like it's at a standstill right now. And they saying this revival is going to break out, and I believe it is because it starts in us.
Oh, yes, I most definitely believe that. This is the year. They've been talking about revival.
They got to do something. They sitting down talking about it, but they need to get up and do something because this week it is this hard. And I'm going to give myself, I was going to give me 30 days, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give myself a week, and I'm going to be up a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
God
is pulling up the weeds. He's pulling out the weeds. That's what he's doing. He's been showing us the signs back in 2020, but a lot of people, it went over their head. No,
yeah,
I paid real close attention to 2020.
Yeah. So, but you know, we still do have to pray, though, for revival. But that revival starts in us, and if we don't get up and put some action to it, we'll still be seeing revival. It's something. We got to move. Mm-hmm. That's where I am.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going to be doing here in the near future. I'm not going to, I mean, because I have a broadcast, a Facebook broadcast on social media, I can do that from anywhere. And so I intend to get out and get moving. That's what I intend to do. To do revival, to do workshops and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm going to do. Uh-huh. And then I can still do my live. I can still do my chat and chew session. Were you on there today when we did that?
I'm sorry.
Were you on there when we had the chat and chew session today, or did you just look at it?
What time was that?
10 o'clock. I don't think you were on there.
No, I didn't know you had something at 10.
No, but you know what? A lot of people didn't know, but a lot of people jumped on. We got to get ready to get off of here, y'all, because it's going to stop taping in a minute. So anyway, we're going to go. We'll be back on for the Bible class on Tuesday night, and I'll let you all know about Sunday, and we're going to preach tonight. I'll let you all know. I come on Facebook if I, whatever. So you all, Father, thank you all. Thank you, God, for teaching us, letting the Holy Spirit teach us whatever we needed to know on tonight.
I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Bless and cover their families tonight. Thank you, God, for your word. We ask, we pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be.
I see you all. I don't know. I see y'all, though. Be praying for me. In the morning? No, I'm going to be on in the morning. Oh, Friday, you won't be on Friday morning, okay.
No, I won't be on in the morning. I came on this morning, so I will let you know when I come back.
Okay.
All right,
love you all. Y'all have a good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.